Also, the Golden Globes last night, didn't watch them, but understand that The Americans, the television series about Russian spies in America, won a Golden Globe. I think they need to do a recount. There's got to be some Russian collusion behind
obviously.
That.
Speaking of contested elections, we have on the line now Heidi Schaefer, who is a candidate for the special election Republican primary in State Senate District 32 in the Memphis area that former State Senator Mark Norris, who's now a federal judge, resigned from. Heidi, welcome to the Tennessee Star Report.
Hey, Heidi.
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year, everybody.
Now, early voting started Friday, so the voting has already started, right?
Yes, and because this is a special election, it's the only thing on the ballot. The voting is going to be slow. Turnout is going to be minimal, which means that every single vote is going to matter more than ever.
So you're running against a couple other Republicans, I guess Steve McManus, a former state representative, Tipton County construction executive Paul Rose, and defeated Shelby County trustee candidate and former commissioner George Chisholm. Now, the Daily Memphian said that you are rated as the favorite precisely because, quote, it will be a low turnout affair in which your greater name recognition, high professional reputation as a commission chair last year, and especially your willingness to campaign tirelessly should be more than enough to make up the difference. What do you say to that, Heidi?
Well, I'm very honored. It's unusual for me to be noticed as a favorite by anybody in the establishment because I've always been very grassroots. But I tell you what, we're feeling really good about it. We're moving forward with the campaign very, very aggressively.
One of the challenges of these January special elections, and we've seen several over the last several years, because you'll have somebody get elected to something and they'll move on, whether it's from Congress or into an administration position. And you've always got the risk of an ice storm or a snowstorm on election day. So what you do during early voting in getting your vote out, getting them locked in is critical.
Well, it is. And in this election especially, there are some real differences. I don't have anything bad to say about my opponents. But I will say that my record, I've got an 8-year track record of actually delivering for the people. And I don't know about y'all, but I got so sick of people running for office. And then once they got into office, they'd never return your phone call. They wouldn't stand up for you in a controversial issue. If you'd go to see them up in Nashville or up in the county commission building, they'd wish you luck on your endeavor and, hastily get you out the door. I've never been satisfied with that. I think government needs to work for the people. I don't think people just need to spend over half their year working to support the government.
Well, and run on what you're going to do, not just what's going to get you elected. And again, we see both nationally and here in Tennessee too often, somebody will run as a conservative, as a strong conservative, and then as soon as they get to Nashville, whatever the position might be, they move left.
Oh, hard left, or even worse, sometimes they do absolutely nothing at all. And, this isn't the 1980s anymore where you can just go sit in office and backslap a bunch of people and things will kind of move the right way. This is a really serious time where we need steady and aggressive leadership fighting for us. I'll tell you, one of the issues that I'm working with right now is the Memphis mega site. It's kind of we all want it to be successful, but the way it was set up, it's a Democrat boondoggle that we're trying to figure out how to make work. And what some of the folks, the Randy Boyd camp particularly, had quickly thrown together was to put a waistline all the way across from Haywood County, all the way across Tipton County to dump everything into the Mississippi River. Let me tell you, that digs up so much farm ground and so much family property for a forced main that nobody can even tap into. That doesn't seem like the best solution at all.
So what are some of the other issues that are driving this race, Heidi?
Well, the real issues for my people, what they're looking at is people who will stand up for their community. Of course, we're going to need to be looking at what in the world are we going to do with health care? How are we going to improve schools? But mostly what people are looking for is somebody to move West Tennessee forward. I got to tell you, those of us in the 21 counties over here, we're falling behind, and some of it's our fault. So we need to really put our heads together and figure out how we're going to move forward in a way where we can move forward with the rest of the state.
That's been a consistent theme, hasn't it? That West Tennessee has been ignored, if you will, by the state government here in Nashville.
Well, yes, and some of it, honestly, is because we haven't been as unified as we could be and we should be. I joined a group called West Star about 2 years ago, and we went to all of the counties in West Tennessee and looked at their highs and lows, and I found out that we're all pretty much experiencing the same thing. So, geez, I'm no rocket scientist, but it seems to me like if we continue to build those relationships and start voting together and speak with a more unified voice, that will make it easier for our compatriots in Middle and East Tennessee then to understand what we really need, and we can move together. You know, I keep telling my folks in East and Middle Tennessee that when is West Tennessee isn't seceding, so I'll get on the same page.
We got you whether we like it or not, so you might as well make it better. Heidi Schaefer with us, by the way, running in a special election for the state Senate in West Tennessee to fill the vacancy of Mark Norris, who's moved up to a federal judgeship. Heidi, when you look at the process, you've got the early voting has already started. You've got the primary election. When is general election day? So when would be the earliest you would join a legislative session already in play?
March 12th is general election day. So session will be nearly over. That means that whoever wins the Republican primary, and this is, I'm going to say, around an 80% Republican district, will need to make sure that they are following, you know, that they're quickly getting up to speed on the issues. I've been working with the state government for years in my position as, you know, on the county commission, so I'm familiar with how the state legislature runs, what needs to happen, and I'm good at working on a team, so it won't be hard to catch up.
When you look at, and when we talked a little bit about the issues that are up, you've got Republican supermajorities in the state House, Republican supermajorities in the state Senate, a Republican governor. It should be a Republican agenda that's being put forward, but is it going to be a conservative agenda that's going to be put forward?
Well, and that's really the thing. I mean, shoot, we all know that Republicans come in lots and lots of different shapes and sizes and colors, right? So somebody can call themselves a Republican, but their voting record can be, you know, solidly liberal. And, I mean, Bob Corker calls himself a Republican, and he's not, you know, have never been a big fan of the way that he's actually governed, which was much different from the way that he.
And let me add, and I'm so delighted to say this, that would be former Senator Bob Corker.
Yes, exactly. And let me tell you, I was so glad, and I helped my friend Marsha Blackburn run, you know, but it really is, everything in government is about building your coalition. You know, you have to have a coalition of the willing, and you got to make your case, and you got to put together the team to get things passed. It is an art, and it's a skill, and not everybody is able to actually get things moved. And then what people want to know, too, is they don't want to just, you know, throw you up there and say, well, we're just going to trust you to do it. They want communication back, and they want to make sure that whoever is up there is accountable to them. My track record is really strong on that. I love constituent service. I love making sure that we're looped in with the folks. And I'm really excited. I think I'm in a very good shape to win this and to be the next state senator.
What's the website if folks want to find out more information, maybe get involved? Again, they may not live in the district, but may have friends and neighbors, because literally this is just a drag them kicking and screaming to the polls kind of special election.
It is. This is a friends and family election, you know. So it's www.HeidiSchaefer.com. And for those of you who don't know how to spell either of those names, Heidi is H-E-I-D-I, and then Schaefer is the simplest way possible, S-H-A-F as in Frank, E-R. So HeidiSchaefer.com. I'm also on Facebook on Heidi Schaefer for Senate, and I'd appreciate everybody's thoughts, prayers, and their calls into the district to get people out to vote.
Heidi, will you join us after the primary in 2 weeks?
Absolutely. I would be thrilled to.
And hopefully as a state senator in March, get that next position done. Heidi, thanks for being with us. We appreciate catching up with you, and good luck in the next couple of weeks.
Thanks so much for the time, guys.
615-737-9522, the phone number if you want to join us on the Tennessee Star Report. When we come back, more crazy talk from Elizabeth Warren. Could we expect anything else? We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back for more of the Tennessee Star Report in just a moment.